This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Hey, thank you very much for joining me here for this hour of Auto World and the entire show. If you can come along for the ride, we've got some outstanding guests lined up. We're going to kick things off, hopefully, by talking with the public relations director for Hagerty, the classic car insurance company. They have just recently done a nationwide survey, and it's basically about the difference between various generations. And for a lot of years, people have been saying millennials are not in a car as well. This survey indicates that not to be true, and it's all about the future of driving. Also coming up a little later on in this hour, we'll be joined by the former executive editor of Motor Trend magazine, a former broadcaster for both Speed and Velocity. He's the author of at least a dozen books about cars. And he's going to be joining us live from California. And that's Matt Stone, and he'll be with us a little way down the road. Hour number two, we're going to pop the hood of the Auto World Garage, and we're going to bring forth the man who is the expert in the realm of lubrication. He's backed by popular demand, so we will talk to Dan Wilson. Coming up in hour number three, heard on many of these Auto World stations, we'll be joined by the publisher of Consumer Guide Automotive, and we're going to be talking about all kinds of things, everything from some of the vehicles that they have driven in recent times, as well as some of the funny bits that he's put together. He found an old safety guide from 1959, and there is a lot of really good information in there, and there's a lot of information that doesn't translate into 2018. Telephone-wise, you can get a hold of us at the usual number. It's 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. Or via the email, bob@autoworldradio.com or bob@boblongradio.com. Either one of those two will suffice, and you can email me at any time, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So just in case you're listening to the program on tape delay on one of our great affiliate stations, or whether you're listening on demand or in podcast form or archive form at the network's website, gcnlive.com, you can still participate, you can still win prizes, you can still ask questions to the guests, because if I get a question that relates to one of the guests here on today's program, I'll make sure and put the person who had the question and the guests together, one way or the other. We're working on making that a more seamless system. We're having a little bit of phone difficulty trying to get a hold of Jonathan Klinger. He's a busy guy. A few years back, he did something very unusual. He's a graduate of McPherson College in Kansas, and the thing that makes McPherson unlike any other school is that they have a program on automotive restoration. So hence the folks at Hagerty Classic Car Insurance and other folks, including Jay Leno, have given the college a lot of money. And the reason why they're doing this is because not too many younger people are getting into the realm of an auto mechanic in general. Lots of folks see it as, you know, certainly not a glamorous field, kind of a dirty hands job, so to speak. But the reality of the situation when you're working on new cars, more than anything else, you're working on computers and you're swapping out parts. But when it comes to the old cars, there are skills that have been passed down through generations. I mean, how do you fix a 1901 Rolls-Royce front fender that got injured in an accident? What do you do? How do you repaint a classic Ford Model T? What are the things that you need to do? How do you build a hot rod? Those are all arts that are being lost, and that's why McPherson is one of, there's another one out there too, a college that specializes in the realm of teaching students automotive restoration. If you're into automotive design and would like to someday be a car designer, I can recommend two colleges for you. The first one is in California, and it is a wonderful school, and it's in Pasadena, California. And this school does a great job in turning out some of the best new car designers. There's also a school in Michigan that does the same thing. So if anybody would like further information on both of those schools, I don't want to do one justice, give one more publicity than the other here on the radio, because I want to be non-biased in giving my opinion to you. So if you shoot me a note at Bob at Bob Long Radio, Bob at AutoWorldRadio.com. If you'd like to know more about the Design College in California, the Design College in Michigan, or McPherson and the other colleges that offer a restoration program, that would be really cool, because we certainly need to get more people involved in the hobby. Well, how do you like that? Still having some phone trouble with Mr. Jonathan Klinger from Hagerty. I started to say another thing that was unusual about Jonathan is a couple of years back in Hagerty's main headquarters, they have a couple of different offices now, but their main headquarters is in Traverse City, Michigan, and it is at the foremost upper part of Michigan, bordering Canada, and there's a tremendous amount of lakes there. Great boating in the spring and summer and fall. Just horrific snow in the winter time. And the founder of the company, the Keel Hagerty's parents, they started the company by underwriting insurance for classic wooden boats, which are so popular up there. You wouldn't believe the boating community in that area of Michigan. It is really beautiful. I've been up there a couple of times to see their campus, and they have built on and made it bigger. But just to show the growth of the company, they also just recently have opened up a satellite office in Golden, Colorado. Don't they make some beer in Golden, Colorado? Isn't that where Coors Beer comes from? That's all I can think of every time I say Golden, Colorado. But Jonathan, as an experiment, decided to drive a Model A Ford for 365 days out of the year. So through the rough snows of Traverse City, Michigan, coming down to the Detroit Auto Show, driving it all over the country, he did a wonderful job of covering that. It was called 365 Days of A, and that course reference is to the Model A Ford. And I'm sure if you poke around Hagerty.com, you can probably find that very interesting journal of a year behind the wheel of a Model A Ford. Can you imagine that? No heater? I can't imagine. We'll take a pit stop and then more of Auto World around the bend. I'm Bob Long.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Pick up two bottles of Lico Chops. Get the third bottle free.
New improved Lico Chops with omega-3, omega-6, vitamin E.
And now, six extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try Lico Chops. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
The J.C. Whitney Adventure 2018 Tour is traveling the country and visiting Jeep and truck events near you. And to honor veterans, active military, and first responders, J.C. Whitney is giving away the Adventure 18, Ram 1500 4x4, and other great prizes in the Pay It Forward sweepstakes. Visit blog.jcwhitney.com for details and enter today. Don't forget to use coupon code BOBADVENTURE18 for 20% off your next purchase at jcwhitney.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price, regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% of applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your new car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles. No third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. newcar99.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you very much for joining me here today on Auto World. My radio pipes aren't exactly working 100% today as I continue to recover from my recent surgeries, but it's a real pleasure to be with you. Well, we were going to be joined by Jonathan Klinger from Hagerty talking about a new survey about millennials, but guess what? He's missing in action. So your Haggerty's loss is your gain, because right now we bring forth to the airways of Auto World, automotive journalist, author, broadcaster, photographer, automotive consultant, and man about town, Matt Stone. How you doing, Matt?
I don't know that I have ever been brought forth before, Bob, but happy to be with you, my friend. I'm fine, thanks. How about yourself?
Doing okay. I still have days where my radio pipes don't work that well, and I'm having one of those days today, but it's all part of getting better.
Well, then you and I just need to spend more time shooting the crap, right? And talking.
Absolutely. We need to do a lot more of this. As I said to my producer, Patrick, unfortunately, I haven't gotten the copy of the latest book yet, but I've checked into it quite a bit. And before we talk about the latest book, what is the sum total now? How many books have you written?
Well, you know, I do not obsess over such things, Bob, but I recently was doing an interview with somebody, and they said it was 14. So I'm going to stick with that number, and number 15 and 16 are in the oven. But
I'm thinking,
as we stand here today, that 14 is a pretty accurate number. But again, I don't sit and count them.
and that's why you're as good at what you do, because those that sit around and count them usually don't have a whole lot to count on. Why don't we talk about the latest book? This is a history of hot rodding, and it's all about a man I had the pleasure of interviewing once back at a SEMA show, not that long ago, probably 10, 15 years ago, and he was an automotive legend and continues to be an automotive legend, and his name is Ed Eskedarian, and you put this book together, and it's won rave reviews. As a matter of fact, the Motor Press Guild has given it the best book of 2017, as well as the Dean Batchelor Award for Excellence in Automotive Journalism. So right off the bat, congratulations on those awards.
Well, thank you very much. And believe me, I knew Dean Batchelor personally, and of course read him for years and years, as we all did, during his tenure as editor of Road and Track and a freelancer. And he was, pardon the poor pun, the dean of our business of automotive journalism, and I knew him, respected him, and liked him a bunch. And to win that award in his name is a hell of an honor, let me tell you. And the other cool little tidbit is that Ed Eskedarian and Dean Batchelor knew each other.
Oh, wow.
So
that is great.
That completes the quinella.
And Ed is, I believe, 96 years of age now?
Yes, and right about now, he will be turning 97. His birthday is in July, and it's coming up very soon. I will look real quick and tell you, but yeah, he is 96 and about to turn 97, and I have one wish. I hope that you and I, Bob, are still playing with cars at the age of 97 like this guy.
I couldn't agree with you more, my friend. That's what we both want, and let's hope that God will allow us to do that. Let's talk a little bit about, this is a perfect candidate for a book and a perfect candidate for telling the history of hot rodding, because this gentleman played such a huge role in those early days. Tell us a little bit about what it was like back in the 1930s and 40s when hot rodding started to make its way into the automotive mainstream.
Well, no kidding, Bob, and Iskey was such a great biography to do, because as you alluded to, he was there. He had a front row seat. I mean, back when the automotive aftermarket was kind of a blacksmith burgeoning business, a bunch of young guys who had stripped down Model A's and T's and just wanted to figure out how to make them go faster. And backing up a quarter of a step on July 10th, which is what, 4 or 5 days ago, Ed Eskedarian turned 97.
Wow.
think about that.
Still going straight.
Still going to work every day. Now, granted, he's not there, you know, on a machine grinding a camshaft every day. Most of his day now consists of signing autographs. People send him pictures, programs, magazines, catalogs, whatever. And, you know, he's kind of the ambassador for the business, but he's there every day. He checks the production numbers. We're talking about Iski Racing Cams, of course. The original business that he founded prior to World War II, and now 70, however many years later, it still has. His three sons are president and CEO and that kind of thing. And they run the company on a day-to-day basis, but Ed is still there every day, checks the production numbers to make sure that they're on point. And yeah, he really was one of the blacksmith pioneers of the speed parts industry. He and Vic Edelbrock Sr. and all those guys that were started making hot rod parts in or around World War II. Ed is absolutely one of them. And if you think about the mathematics it takes to grind a camshaft, it's pretty impressive what this guy did on a high school education only. And he had several mentors, who one of them being the late great Ed Winfield.
Mm-hmm.
You may remember Winfield cams or Winfield carburetors for Model A's and stuff like that. But Ed just thought this whole cam grinding thing and making Model A's and flatheads go faster would be a great way to spend his life, and he has.
That is so cool. And as you said, he was there when this was just forming. And, of course, throughout over the years, too, you know, SEMA, I believe, started in 1968 or so under the stands at Dodger Stadium, and there were only like 70 people in attendance, and Robert E. Pete Peterson had to know the exact count so he would know how many steaks to order. And nowadays you've got 125,000 people at the SEMA show in Las Vegas every November, but Ed was a part of that as well. When we come
back,
well,
not only, but he was in fact SEMA's first president.
Oh, perfect segue.
Yeah,
we'll take a quick time out. When we come back on the other side, we'll talk about more about this amazing gentleman and more with our good friend Matt Stone right here on Auto World. Don't go away.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. President Donald Trump spoke with Jeff Glor on CBS Evening News about his upcoming meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin.
Nothing bad's going to come out of it, and maybe some good will come out, but I go in with low expectations. I'm not going with high expectations. I can't tell you what's going to happen, but I can tell you what I'll be asking for, and we'll see if something comes of it.
The meeting comes after the indictment of a dozen Russians for allegedly trying to interfere with the 2016 presidential election. Trump says he's heard that the Russians tried to hack the Republicans as well as as the Democrats, but that the Republicans had better defenses. In an exclusive interview with NBC's Meet the Press, Alaska Senator Dan Sullivan tells Chuck Todd that the administration has taken steps to push back against Russia by increasing defense spending and raising energy output.
This administration has given lethal weapons, the Javelin anti-tank system, to Ukraine. President Obama never did that.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
And now, back to the show with the highest octanes, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Thank you so much for being here with us. My name is Bob Long, joined by one of my best friends in the entire world. He's an automotive journalist. He is an author. He is a broadcaster. Did lots of wonderful work for the Speed Channel, which of course became Velocity. He is also a photographer, and he also does some consulting work for some of the new car manufacturers. Keeps himself busy. He's got two books in the oven right now, but we're talking about the latest book, and this is called Iski, and it's Ed Escudarian and the history of hot rodding, because this gentleman was there. Before the break, I was saying I had the opportunity to interview him about 10 or 15 years ago at a SEMA convention, and I had no idea that Ed was the first president of SEMA, which was a very small event, but about 75 vendors in attendance. And Robert E. Pete Peterson, and both Matt and I are Motortrend alumni, and Mr. Peterson was a great friend of Matt's. Boy, that must have been quite a crew starting up that first SEMA show.
Oh, yeah. Can you imagine? I mean, the guys that if people don't know what SEMA is, at the time, it was called the Speed Equipment Manufacturers Association. It's a professional trade association called Speed Equipment Manufacturers Association, now changed to still say SEMA, but Specialty Equipment Markets Association. They've thought that specialty equipment sounded a little less onerous and thuggish than speed equipment, although we know what that means. But nonetheless, yeah, the original founding fathers of SEMA was the guys and gals, to a great extent both, that gave birth to the speed parts industry. And along those lines, Bob, I'm also very honored to say that for this book, Iski, the foreword for this book was written by the late, great Vic Edelbrock, Jr., who passed away a little little more than a year ago, as you may recall, and Vic Edelbrock Jr. and Sr. were friends with Ed. They used to have shops across the street from each other. And so I approached Big Vic, or Little Vic, if you want to call Junior Little, because he was about 6'5", and, you know, I don't know, a big guy. But nonetheless, Vic Jr. Said, absolutely, I will sit down with you, and we will write a, I'll tell you some great stories about Iskey, and he did. And I am forever appreciative to Vic Jr. for authoring the foreword for this book. And if and when anybody buys it, please read the foreword from Vic Jr. It's a charming, some charming stories about Iskey and about the days and the time.
Let's go back to those days again. We're talking before World War II, and we're talking about racing on dry lakes, and these, of course, are the guys that eventually went to Bonneville as well. And boy, those guys were kind of early astronauts, is the only thing that I can think of. I mean, the danger that they faced and did so without any thought. These guys were really serious, and they were doing some quite dangerous stuff for the time, and didn't have a whole lot of safety equipment to back them up.
That would be an understatement, my friend. I asked Ed about that. I said, you know, what did you have, seatbelts? Did you have fire suits? Did you helmets? Whatever. He said, no. He said, about the most that any of us had, he said, were goggles, you know, to keep the sand out of your eyes. And he says, you might have had an old leather pilot's helmet, which, of course, would give you about as much crash protection as, I don't know, tinfoil. and these guys got out there in an old Model T with rear brakes only. You know, remember, a lot of these guys were running cars, had no front brakes, and little mechanical drum brakes on the rear, and got out there in a flathead with a flathead Ford V8 and sometimes bigger engines, and would go, you know, 120, 30, 50, 80, however many miles an hour you could get an old T-bucket to go with no front brakes, and wearing a T-shirt, jeans, goggles, and a leather helmet.
And these
guys had, you know, obviously constitutions of steel and other parts of steel or brass, too. But they, you know, all they wanted to do was to figure it out and go faster. And, you know, certainly some of them were hurt and killed in the process, but a whole lot of those guys were, as you said, they're real pioneers, astronauts of speed on land, and an amazingly hardy and innovative bunch of primarily guys, and amazing they were. You know, Dean Batchelor and Alex Exidius and Iskey and all of his friends, and, of course, Mickey Thompson, and, you know, however many guys ran at Bonneville and the flats back in those days, plus some of the Europeans that used to do it, too. I mean, this was high-stakes motorsport, racing the clock, and just to crank every last mile per hour, .000, you could out of a flathead and a Model T. Pretty amazing stuff.
Certainly is. I've never been to Bonneville, and I hear that once you've been, the salt kind of gets in your blood, so to speak, and you end up going back every year because it's such a magnificent sight.
It is, Bob. I have. The only term I could think of is, like, that's what racing on the moon must look like. Because you're just out there, and, I mean, that salt goes on as far as you can see, and the heat waves are rippling, and, you know, it's flat as a pool table, and it's got, you know, racing on the moon is the only analogy I can come up with. And I have only been only once. I have not gone back again and again and again, although I would like to go one more time or again. But, it's fascinating. And the variety of the cars that show up. Have you ever seen the movie The Last Indian, or the Mighty Indian, or The Only Indian, or
whatever? The Fastest Indian. The Fastest Indian, yeah. That great movie, motorcycle movie.
Yeah. But I mean, you know, you see the weirdest stuff running out there. And, of course, all those streamliners that the guys built out of aircraft belly tanks and hot rods with custom aluminum bodies and three engines and four engines and rockets. And I mean, the variety and weirdness of cars at Bonneville is just the freakiest pack of machines you'll ever see anywhere, I promise you.
And unfortunately, I understand in 2018, because of the environmental conditions, it's the salt and the beds are not in the condition they were not that long ago. It's taken a little bit of a toll.
Yeah, the salt is not in great shape right now, and there is a considerable movement to try to fix it. You know, I don't know how they do that, because, of course, again, this place is, you know, bigger than any airport than you could imagine. I mean, it's just miles and miles and acres and thousands and hundreds of acres of salt. And I think they're trying to figure out how to stabilize the ground beneath it and maybe to refloat it. Maybe, you know, put, I don't know, however many billion gallons it would take to do it, but to be able to refloat the surface to smooth it out. And I don't know the technicalities of it, but there is a group that is working with the Bureau of Land Management to try to figure out how to save the salt and continue the Bonneville salt flats running. It is a technical and a challenge against nature to figure out how to make this place work.
It certainly is. We're going to have more about this wonderful new book called Iski, all about Ed Escadarian and the history of hot rodding. Matt Stone will be with us right up to the top of the hour. If you have a question, dial us up, 855-660-4261, or email me, bob@autoworldradio.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
The J.C. Whitney Adventure 2018 Tour is traveling the country and visiting Jeep and truck events near you. And to honor veterans, active military, and first responders, J.C. Whitney is giving away the Adventure 18, Ram 1500 4x4, and other great prizes in the Pay It Forward sweepstakes. Visit blog.jcwhitney.com for details and enter today. Don't forget to use coupon code BOBADVENTURE18 for 20% off your next purchase at jcwhitney.com.
Happy the rescue dog. He was missing hair, stinky, scabby. But I have a vet that I trust, and she recommended Dynovite.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynovite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of Super Mega Fish Oil free.
Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Try Super Omega Fish Oil.
Free this week at Dynovite.com.
Dinovite.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
There he is, the rock and roll hero, Billy F. Gibbons, and we have another rock and roll gearhead, as far as I'm concerned, with us. He is a broadcaster, a journalist, automotive journalist, an author, photographer, automotive consultant. His latest book is Iski, and it's all about the man himself. It's a biography of Ed Eskandarian and the history of hot rodding. And Matt Stone does a wonderful job in bringing forth this man's very colorful life and still working, still very active today at the age of 97. Did Iski ever think that the aftermarket business, the speed equipment business, would become as large as it did and spill over from when flatheads went away into V8s and everything else that's out there?
No, he didn't, Bob. He felt it would become a thing, but never. He said he never dreamed it would be as big as it became. I mean, he was around for the birth of the whole Bonneville thing, as we just talked about. He knew Wally Parks and, of course, witnessed the birth of the NHRA and professional drag racing. And, he just never, ever figured that it would be as big as it became. And he's very modest about it. He says, you know, I kind of BS'd my way into the business and fooled people into thinking I knew what I was doing. Of course, he ultimately did know what he was doing. But, he'll be the first guy to tell you very humbly, very modestly, that he didn't think he would be in the business for 70 years, nor that their business would become as big as it has. So, it was all a great, joyful surprise to him, believe me.
That's great. And was there one particular accomplishment that he was more proud of than anything else? I mean, he invented so many different things, but was there one cam or one particular style that he invented that became more famous than he expected and really kind of took everybody by storm?
There were a couple, actually. One of them, of course, was what ended up becoming called the Flathead 404. The 404 flathead cam was kind of a street strip performance camshaft for the flathead Ford V8. And he just hit upon a formula of lift and duration and everything else that just really got those motors to rumble. And that was big. Plus, he also did a very, very early and successful design for the first small block Chevys. And he also had a couple of 392 Hemi cams that were very successful. He used to sponsor Don Garlitz. Before Don Garlitz became Big Daddy, And they are still friends today, by the way, which is interesting.
Yeah.
And just to hear the two of those guys talk on the phone is hysterical. I mean, you know, I'm not sure. Don, I guess, is in his 70s somewhere, so he's a young guy compared to Iskey. But to hear these two old codgers talk about hot rodding and drag racing and Hemis in the good old day is just a scream. So he had a couple of accomplishments along the way. One other one, which he was particularly proud of, I'll tell you quickly. He was trying to figure out the ultimate shape of the camshaft lobe that would make the most sense in terms of volumetric efficiency. And of course, they're different for every engine. And he was looking at an egg, a chicken egg, one day. And he says, you know, that shape to me, because it comes from nature, obviously can fit through a small opening. He says, that shape to me looks like it might be an ideal lobe for the camshaft. And so he did experiment with egg-shaped camshaft lobes for a long time, and I guess some of them were fairly successful. Now, this is a guy who could grind a camshaft out of a broomstick. and you know, who looked at an egg and said, yep, I think that's going to make a 283 Chevy faster. Go figure.
Wow. Amazing. Do some of the personality traits of Iskey have they carried over to his sons, the folks that are running the business now?
One of them in particular, his youngest son Timothy, is his father's son. I mean, you know, just sparkling eyes and enthusiasm, and just loves the game, and loves the business. The other guys, the two older sons, are a little more reserved, Richard and Ronnie, and they're nice guys, don't get me wrong, but they don't quite have that engaging sparkle that Iskey does, that Ed does. I mean, they're running a good business, but they don't seem to have the same heat for it. But, you know, again, they're running what's still a successful company. And I'm glad that they are, because I mean, not a lot of 70-year-old brands survive that long, and those guys are still in the game. And next time you're out here, I'm going to take you to their shop, and you will be amazed.
Oh, that will be so cool! Let's remind folks about where they can get a copy of this book. I'm sure the online retailers have got it, but by all means, tell everybody where they can get a copy.
Sure. Easy enough to find. Iskey, Ed Iskenderian, and the History of Hot Rodding, because believe me, his life truly was, by me, with a foreword by Vic Edelbrock, Jr., is available at Amazon, Books A Million, and also publisher direct at cartech.com. So the usual suspects, or if you're out here in Burbank, California, visit Auto Books and Aero Books in Burbank. Tina and Chuck carry it. So Auto Books, Books A Million, Amazon.com, and publisher direct at cartech.com are all, I don't sell them. So you can't spend your money with me. But you can spend it at those places. And if you love hot rodding flatheads and the good old days of the speed industry, I believe you'd enjoy this book. Lots and lots and lots of really old and wonderful photos, some of them shot by Ed himself on a little Brownie at Bonneville in 1950 and 51. So great old archival photos and lots of new stuff, and those are the places you can buy it.
And I've heard through the grapevine that the two books you have in the oven, one of them is a little bit of a collaboration with Ed.
Yes, sort of. I wouldn't say a collaboration per se, but he contributed. I am doing a book called Hot Rod Empire. Funny enough, we're on this subject. Kind of the life and times of Robert E. and Margie Peterson, the birth of hot rodding out here, the movement, Peterson Publishing Company, Hot Rod Magazine, both Peterson museums over time. And Ed Iskey did the foreword for that book because he knew Pete when Pete was like 22.
Wow.
Yeah.
And
so what goes around comes around, and I put Iski to work this time on my next project, and we'll make sure you get copies of that too. I'm very proud of that one. It's on press as we speak, and will be out this fall.
Oh, great. That sounds wonderful, Matt. Well, this book sounds like it was a labor of love, and I remember from the interview that I did a while back, he was a fascinating gentleman, and like you said, very humble and not carrying around a whole lot of ego like you'll find with a lot of folks in our industry. This guy's just a regular guy who loves cars.
Yep. He absolutely came out of nothing. He was a kid, wanted to figure out how to make his Model T to go faster, and he befriended the legendary Ed Winfield, whom I mentioned in that story's book. And Ed kind of took him under his wing and said, no, let me show you how this casting works. And you're right, humble as could be, and to everybody he meets. And it was a joy, Bob. I spent a year going to his shop once a week. We would go down around lunchtime or after, and we'd sit there in the corner off and turn the tape recorder on, and he would just tell stories. And it was a labor of love, I would say, but an absolute joy to do working with this guy. And the stories are very compelling. It was a gas doing, and I hope people have a great time reading it.
Well, I know they will. There's no question about it. Again, Iski, winner of the Motor Trend Press Guild's Best Book of 2017, as well as the very prestigious Dean Batchelor Award for Excellence in Automotive Journalism. Matt, thank you, my friend, and there's no question we'll get you back with us real soon.
Yeah, you take a shot, and yeah, let's visit again. We always got lots to talk about. Thank you, everybody.
All right, thank you, Matt. That will do it for this hour.
On the road again. I'm on the road again.
Folks, this is Bob Long, host of Auto World Radio, with great news. We have a new sponsor, Dan Watson, who distributes AMSOIL throughout the USA and Canada. Dan is one of AMSOIL's largest distributors. He's a former U.S. Navy nuclear specialist and a certified lubrication specialist with 25-plus years of experience. You can listen to Dan every Sunday evening live at 6 p.m. Eastern Time here on GCNLive.com. Get all of your questions answered and ensure you get the best lubrication for your car, truck, boat, or really anything that moves. In 1972, AMSOIL pioneered synthetic lubrication, and AMSOIL continues to provide the best lubrication money can buy. Get the best advice for the best results. Contact Dan at thelubepage.com. That's thelubepage.com. Or call 800-370-2986. That's 800-370-2986.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.